It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, folks. This is Brad with Under Your Home at DryZone. I'm here again by myself. Like I said last week, pretty much everybody that does our installs and our inspections, they work 5 to 6 days a week, very hard. Not that I don't, but I don't mind coming in on Sunday morning, just sort of hanging out with you for a little while and going over some of your concerns that we've been hearing about throughout the weeks. So again, I'm Brad. I actually lead up the marketing department for DryZone. And let me give you our contact info real quick before I forget. Tend to go off on tangents. If you listened last week, I apologize. That was my first solo show. Hopefully it went well. Hopefully there was some good feedback. I haven't had a chance to look at it all yet, but I definitely will get back to a lot of your questions that I haven't had a chance to get back to yet. So once again, our contact info, toll free at 855-DryZone. 855-DryZone. And the local number, we're located in two offices now. We have an office in Harbison, Delaware, and an office in Milton, Delaware, where we've always been. That local number is 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. And then again, you can get to us online. Sign up right there if you like. Look at all our past job pictures. A lot of our testimonials and our blog entries and things like that. There's even quite a bit of video on there if you're interested in seeing how things actually happen. I'm trying to get more and more of that on there. As you can imagine, it's a little difficult to edit the videos and get them on there in a timely fashion. So we're trying to get those on as we go. If you have anything super interesting, that's definitely something we want to put on there. The web address is dryzone.com. dryzone.com. If you have any kind of foundation concerns particular that don't have to do with waterproofing, there's a separate page that you can go to dryzone.com and click on the foundation support works link, and that actually links you to our second page, which is all about foundation repair. So you can get a hold of us either way. Doesn't matter. Now, again, I lead up the marketing department. So any concerns that you have, any kind of general questions, it's a good idea to get a hold of me, particularly because I used to be an inspector. And when this job became available, I know we've talked about it 7, 8 or so months ago that I was taking over. And then we got super, super busy. So I couldn't really jump into this job. Luckily, we've hired some new guys, got them all trained up, got them very comfortable to where I could move over. And I love it. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Everything I've done since taking over this job has been a real dream. I mean, I get to connect with the people on a more casual level, get to be out at home shows. I get to be out at different events and just sort of, you know, in the community a lot more. And I really love that. You know, it's definitely what I feel like I was meant to do. Those of you who have met me in person, I'm very personable, hopefully. Hopefully I didn't turn you off, which is not always a good thing. But, you know, come out and see me at our various home shows, different events that we do, and you'll probably end up seeing me or at least someone that's in close contact with me. Any questions you have, feel free to ask. I'll be there. I know that we've done several shows in Wilmington, in Dover, in Cambridge, Salisbury, pretty much throughout the entire peninsula, which is nice because you get different kinds of people in different areas. You get different concerns in different areas. Probably not going to get a lot of basement concerns down towards the beach. Just like up, you know, in Wilmington area, you're not going to get a lot of crawl space concerns. So it's nice, you know, you get to broaden your horizons a bit. But that's, you know, it's more of a tangent than anything. I don't like tooting my own horn, so to speak, so much. But I mentioned recently, we talked about in past shows in the recent weeks that we did foundation stuff and we've done crawl space talks as well. So what I'd like to get into today is more of our basement waterproofing and repair division. As I mentioned in the past, DryZone is comprised of three major divisions. We have the crawl space repair, we have the foundation repair, and then, like I said, we're going to talk about today is the basement waterproofing / repair division. I know that we've done a show recently on the basement half wall panels, where if your drywall to finished basement gets ruined by water or mildew or mold, we can actually cut out part of your wall and replace that with a board that's going to last you a long time. So that's a nice product. People are really liking that. It's definitely getting out there a lot more. We weren't necessarily promoting it, I think, in past years. We were more concerned with stopping the water than fixing the actual walls. But we've heard a lot of concerns, and this kind of goes to the point of hearing your feedback and trying to incorporate it into our business practices. A lot of people were sending in, you know, hey, you know, I love my basement. I love the fact that there's no water in it anymore. I love the fact that the smells are gone, but my walls are ruined. What can you guys do? Well, you know, we kind of have this product. Now we're kind of doing, well, we hear your concerns about the walls, and we're like, you know what? let's come back out. Let's go over the new wall products that we have. They're not necessarily new, but like I said, I think in the past we were more concerned with just fixing the problem of water and not making it a more comfortable space. So the half wall panel is a really good way to go. If you're not concerned with finishing the basement or it hasn't been finished in the past, there are several other panels that we use that just kind of make it look better. The wall panels that we use, they make it look better, number one. Number two, they're actually a vapor barrier for the walls. Which is always a good way to go because that stops the vapor from getting out into the wide open basement, keeps it up against the wall, it condenses, and it drains down into your, hopefully your water guard or your dry track that we've installed. When that water condenses, goes through your pipes, off to your sump pump, and gets pumped outside. So the main goal is to keep the basement dry all the time, which is kind of a silly thing to say, but you'd be surprised how many people are actually, well, yeah, I just want it dry. I don't really care if it's all the time. Reality is, if you keep it dry all the time, you never have to worry about it in the future, which is always a huge deal when you've already had this big major flood. You don't want to worry about anything else, and then it leaks again because your battery goes out or your power goes out or something like that. So the condenses, goes off to your pump. Chances are, if we've installed it, it's going to be either a triple safe sump pump with the battery backup. Always recommend that. I think it's a great way to go. It's one of those things where if your power goes out, you're never going to have to worry about it again. Goes off to your sump pump, pumps it outside, water's gone. Now, if you want to finish, you can go ahead and finish. If you just kind of wanted like a wide open utility space, you can go down into your basement now without it feeling like a dungeon. And at the end of the day, that's what people want. They want their entire house to feel like their house. So majority of people now that have nothing going on in their basement as far as waterproofing or basement wall panels or anything like that, they're going to go down there and they're going to feel like it's a stinky, nasty, sweaty basement, and they're not going to want to be down there. So when DryZone comes through, we take care of your water concerns, take care of your humidity issues, any kind of sump pumps that you need installed, we'll take care of all that for you. And then we put the wall panels up to finish off the entire basement, and you get a nice, clean, open feeling. Now, it may not be a finished basement on paper, but you can still put stuff down there. You can have your laundry down there if you want. You can send the kids down there to play, and you're not going to feel like you're sending them down to some concrete pit in the ground, because you don't want that. Let's kind of touch on the individual products real quick. I know we've talked about WaterGuard in the past, which is our waterproofing system. We've talked about our various sump pumps and the half wall panels. We've also talked about that. But some of the other panels that we have are the bright wall panel for one. We have a Zen wall, which is just a more of a finished look to it. And then we also have thermal dry wall wrap. So let's start off before we get into the break. Let's start off with just a little bit about the bright wall panels, because that's one of the more popular ones, I should say. The bright wall panels are basically a very white, vibrant, reflective, thin vinyl panel. It's a little bit of a texture to it that goes directly onto your basement wall. Now, the most common question that we get with these is, do you glue it to the wall? The answer is no. We don't glue it directly to the wall. We basically drill into the block, and then we tap plastic screws, for lack of a better word. We call them Christmas trees because that's kind of what they look like. We tap those into the wall, seal up the seams, and then you have a nice, bright, vibrant white basement. That's going to stop any kind of water vapor from coming out into the space. Any water that comes in vapor form is going to condense on the back of these panels. Nice thing is these panels can tuck directly into the water guard or dry track system, and then it just drips off, goes into your gutters, and goes away. So that's really a good positive product that that I think that a lot of people kind of overlook. You know, they're thinking, well, I have a standing water problem in my basement. I don't really care about the walls. But at the end of the day, why fix the water problem if you're not planning on using the space for something? I mean, you don't have to use it to finish it off. You just basically want to be able to, you know, store stuff or, you know, go down there and do your laundry or just kind of play with the kids and, you know, make it just a usable space is really the idea. So we have that panel. Then we have the Zen wall panel, which is along the same lines. Zen wall is basically going to be your more of a finished look. It's got a colored texture to it. It's applied essentially the exact same way. Very, very thin layer of insulation. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. It's not going to insulate your walls. It's basically for your utility space to make it look nicer. And what this does is the same thing. Any water that comes in vapor form going to condense on the back of these panels. It's going to go down into the drain and off to the sump pump, and you're never going to have to worry about high humidity in your basement. That's kind of like a little bit more on the higher end. Someone wants to have a nice finished look to the basement. A lot of times when we were doing our basement finishing products, we would use the Zen wall in like the laundry room or utility room, just to have a nice continuous finished look without actually having to finish those parts of the basement. So that's those two panels. We actually have Zen wall in our office in the main lobby, so that when people come in, they can see, and we say, well, this is actually one of our panels. And then if you look down, there's our flooring, You can see the crown molding. You can see the baseboard trim, things like that. So we've kind of made it into like a little bit of what we can do in your basement just from walking into our lobby, which is actually a really neat thing. I think we've been aiming to do that for a while, and we finally just kind of got around to it, getting everything put together the way we wanted it, because it's very particular when you're dealing with something you're going to be in the building for a while. We want to make sure it was done right. So we recently did that. People have been huge response when they actually stop by our office and say hi. It looks like a good, you know, waiting room, and it's not ugly. They like it, and they can say, wow, you know, I want my basement to look just like that. So they really like that. And lastly, the thermal dry panel is something that goes on the wall. It's not really a panel. It rolls out, and it's actually taped and attached with the Christmas tree fasteners directly to the wall. Now, what this does is it's a radiant barrier, so it's going to look a little like tinfoil. And what that does is actually reflects heat waves back in. So if you have a furnace down there, if you have your HVAC, your air conditioner, you have a water heater, all these things are going to kind of radiate invisible heat waves that are basically going to penetrate the concrete, and they're going to be lost. You're going to lose energy, essentially. So what we do is we put this thermal dry on the walls, and what that does is it keeps those heat waves in. So when you're upstairs and you're walking around in wintertime and maybe, you know, no shoes on, or you have bare feet, or even just sort of sitting on the floor, you know, or if you're down there playing with the baby or whatever, your floors are going to be warmer because that heat waves will stay in the basement and warm your floors so that you don't have to worry about freezing cold floors in the middle of summer. Very popular product. People love that because it's not as expensive as finishing your basement, and you still kind of get the same effect for the rest of your house. That's a really neat thing to look at too, because it's shiny, silvery, and you know it's working because you can feel a pretty immediate effect of it. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Radio station's going to go ahead and run some ads, let them pay some bills. But what we're going to do is when we come back, we're going to talk about the Basement to Beautiful panel, which is a really big popular one, and also some flooring that we use. So a lot of people, they may not want to, like I said, finish their basement, but they want something that's usable and they don't want it to smell. That's what these two things are really meant to do. So go ahead and take a break. Let me give you our info real quick again. The toll-free number is 855-DRYZONE. 855-DRYZONE. And then the local number is 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. And then you can go ahead and find us online as well. Online, we can be found at dryzone.com. When you go online, please be sure to check out our photo galleries and our testimonials, any kind of product info you need to know that's a little more general, that's on there as well. A lot of times people go on there and they don't realize that there's the product to fix a certain problem, and it raises another question. They can call our inspectors and ask them all about that, and it helps them get a little bit more involved in the process. So, like I said, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone. 855-DRYZONE or online at dryzone.com.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
The Delmarva Peninsula offers a lot of great shopping opportunities, and you never have to go too far to find what you want.
Your tee time awaits you at Hooper's Landing Golf Course. Come play our 18-hole public course situated on 203 beautiful acres located on Locust Street in Seaford. Golfing passes and twilight rates are available. Call 302-629-2890 to reserve your tee time today.
Seaford Abbey Carpet says, yes, you can have it all today. You want a new floor that's beautiful, long-lasting, affordable, and fits your lifestyle and budget? Make Seaford Abbey Carpet and Floor your first stop. Get 20 to 50% off all remnants at Seaford Abbey Carpet, Route 13 in Seaford, 302-629-6016.
Trust your vehicle maintenance and repairs to Mark and his crew at Lewis Auto Body, where you'll receive professional quality service on maintenance, paint, and bodywork to keep you on the road. Call Lewis Auto Body of Easton at 410-822-0017. 410-822-0017.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, folks. Again, this is Brad with Dry Zone, and Under Your Home with Dry Zone is the name of the show. I know we don't say that too often, but that's actually, we're pretty proud of that. We came up with that. So, again, let me give you our contact info real quick at the top of the break. The number is toll-free, 855-DRYZONE, 855-DRYZONE. Locally, you can get us at 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. And then again, you can get us online anytime, day or night. Submit your inquiry and we will get back to you immediately. The web address there is dryzone.com. Dryzone.com. And that is spelled DRYZONE. Very clever name. We like it. It's actually something that a lot of people in our industry are quite jealous of. So clever names are always a good thing to have because people remember them. Anyway, like I was saying before we took a break, we are going to come back and talk about our basement to beautiful panels and our thermal dry flooring. Now, it's important to remember thermal dry is sort of a brand name for basement waterproofing / finishing products that we use. Before we took the break, I talked about thermal dry walls. That's our reflective radiant barrier that we use to keep the heat waves in. The thermal dry flooring is the same brand, but obviously it goes on the floor. So let's start with that since we're kind of on topic there. Thermal dry flooring is basically an alternative to carpet. Anytime you put a carpet on your basement floor, it has organics in it. And organics, basically anything that's ever been living at one point. So a lot of the glues have plant products in them and things like that. That's going to grow mold if it gets wet and if it gets high humidity. So when you have a carpet placed directly on your basement floor, the water vapor that leaches through the concrete is going to get up inside that carpet. It's going to start to stink. It's going to grow mold, which is where the stink initially comes from. And it's just going to get ruined. A lot of people associate this with, I know my grandmother would hate me for saying this, but grandma's basement. You ever go to the house where your grandmother's lived for, 30, 40, 50, however many years, and you go into the basement, it's that really musty, just dank, nasty smell. That basically comes from mold. Mold's a lot like a flower, whereas a flower is going to put off a real nice, pleasant smell. Mold smells really nasty. I mean, there's really no other way to say it. So that comes from carpet being on the floor. That comes from organic products being used in the walls. Furniture sometimes can mold. I've actually seen pictures of furniture, a leather couch in a basement where the humidity gets really high. The entire leather couch is molded up. It gets really nasty sometimes. So you got to be careful with what you put in the basement, which is why we use our thermal dry flooring. Thermal dry flooring, completely inorganic. It feels a little rubbery, kind of harder plastic feel, but there's no rubber in it because rubber is latex, which has actually got some of the rubber plant. You don't want that because that's obviously a plant is going to grow mold. So what we use is basically a combination of PVC and plastic, completely inorganic, so that when it goes on the ground, it's never going to absorb water or moisture. We have several different finishes to it. We have like a carpeted look. We have some tile looks where it's going to look like, maybe sandstone. There's one that looks like granite. We also have a parquet, which is becoming more and more popular. People really like that because it's a neat kind of textured look to it. It's a bunch of little crosses or X's, however you want to put it, and it's like a wood grain to it. So it looks really neat. People like that quite a bit. And what happens is these tiles are individual 1x1 squares, 1 foot by 1 foot. They attach together just a lot like my kids' Legos would, which is why I like them because it's almost like the adult version of Legos. You put them on the floor. They're raised up about half inch or so, give or take. And what that does is any water vapor that comes up is not going to be immediately trapped. A lot like a carpet would be flat on the ground. It traps that water vapor and has no place to go, has no place to sort of dissipate or leach up into the air and be sucked in by a dehumidifier, things like that. It's going to get trapped in that carpet. So with our thermal dry, it allows that little bit of gap to where that water vapor and that air that's really dirty and wet can stay underneath the floor. A little fringe benefit to this, if you will, is that when the air circulates down there, it's going to heat up the floor. Not heat it up is probably a bad way to put it. It's going to warm the floor, so it feels a little less like a hard concrete floor. Also, what's really nice about it is because they're one-by-one squares, if one of them gets damaged, say you drop a glass of grape juice on it, or you know, you're hauling a big heavy brick and it falls and hurts one of the tiles, you can very easily pop that tile out and put a new one in. It's so simple that most of our homeowners, they just buy like an extra box and leave them in their basement so that when something like that does happen, they can just pull it out and replace it very easily. Don't have to worry about calling us or anything. Now, we are happy to come out and fix it if it needs be, but a lot of people feel like they like to just kind of do it themselves. Makes it really easy for them to do that. So that's a really nice product. People like that. You don't have to get your basement finished to enjoy that product. We also have a plain finish on one of the tiles where if you're just dead set on getting carpet, we always say, well, at least raise it up a bit. That way the carpet is not sitting directly on the bare concrete. So we'll put the plain finish at a lesser cost, and then you can roll your carpet on top of that and have the wall to wall. A lot of people are very happy with that as well. So then the second product that I mentioned is the Basement to Beautiful panel. Now, the Basement to Beautiful panel is something relatively new. It's only 2 years old or so. But what we did was we actually combined an idea and an existing product. What we were finding is that people wanted to finish their basement, but there was such a big cost difference between the ways to finish a basement that we were losing some folks in the translation. So what we did is we took our Silver Glow foam, which is a very thick, nice, high R value foam. It's a rigid board. It's a very good insulation. We use it in crawl spaces. Some of our sister companies use it in attics. We like to use it in basements as well if we can. What this does, it goes right on the wall, attaches right to that flat block or poured wall, and then embedded within that are steel studs so that you can literally slap some paneling on top of there and finish your basement if you want to do it yourself. We find that's a nice gap between the lower cost options and the more higher. It's kind of a hard way to put it, but more of the more expensive options is probably the easiest way. So it's nice to have that middle ground where people can still relate to you. They still want to use you because they like you, but maybe they're like, you know what? I do a lot of stuff myself. Let me do this myself. We can do the Basement to Beautiful panel, which is very nice. The cool thing is that it goes up. It's got cuts in it for your electrical wires. So anytime the electrician comes, you can literally just drop a wire down, catch it at the bottom where the socket's supposed to go. Put your socket right in there, you're good to go. It's very easy for anyone that's involved in the building of the basement. Then you can put any panels right on top of there. You can mud and tape if you wanted, if you're going to do drywall. And what that does is provides you with having not to stud it out. They're evenly spaced. They're made to basically to finish. It's almost like the first step in finishing your basement, but we're not going to do anything after that. So it's a nice way to go. And like I said, it's a relatively new product. It's definitely gaining popularity. People are seeing that and they're like, wow, that's really amazing because I could get really good insulation, I could get studs, and I could run my electrical stuff very easily. And I won't have to worry about calling the carpenter to put the studs up and the insulation guy to insulate the walls and the electrician afterwards to put the electrical stuff in. I can basically just have you do this and I can do everything else myself at my leisure. And that's nice because people like to have that sense of walking into their basement and saying, yeah, I did this. This is something that I created. So that's a lot of the emotion that we like to see, even in crawl spaces. You know, when we put something together with someone, they're probably never going to step foot in their crawl space, but they're going to see all the products that we use, and they're going to be able to see those ahead of time. They're going to be able to peek their head in there if they like, or actually crawl in when we're done, see the fruits of their labor because they basically picked what there was going down there. They didn't get told what to do. They got suggestions from a professional, which at the end of the day is what every professional in the world does. I mean, a doctor can't force you into doing something, right? He's going to say, this is what's wrong. This is how we're going to fix it. Is this something you want? And then you sign your consent forms. No different than what we do. We're going to go in there and say, look, this is what I do. This is my profession. I'm very good at it. And I want to pass that knowledge on to you. So people like to see that. So kind of real, just, you know, touch up real quick again. In this show, we mentioned the basement paneling, which is a big deal because a lot of people, like I said, kind of overlook that sometimes. Kind of touched on the water guard, if I remember correctly. It's got to remember, it's been like a half hour. It's real early in the morning for me. And we also touched on sump pumps, which, you know, obviously if you have any kind of sump pump issues, that's DryZone's bread and butter, so to speak, along with crawl spaces and everything else that we do to control water and moisture. So if you want to give us a call about any of that stuff, please feel free. We'll be real good at getting rid of your concerns and your problems that you have, any questions that pop up. Our guys are very knowledgeable. So a lot of times you might even see an inspector at a home show with me. They'll be in the booth. And I know, for instance, it's actually a pretty good example. It just popped into my head. But I work a lot of times with our production manager, Kenny Sharpless. And him being on the production side and actually building this stuff is a big asset to me, because they'll come up to me, the homeowners, the prospective homeowners, will come up to me and start asking general questions. And I'm real good at what happens, what goes on. I can definitely lead them down that path. And then they'll start asking very technical, specific questions. And Kenny is so much better than that at me. I can literally say, you know what? I have a great resource for you. Turn 3 feet, grab Kenny and say, help these people with that technical stuff. Is it going to drop this? Is it going to help with the humidity? Is it going to do all that? How much do you actually see this? You know, is this water really all that bad? That sort of thing. We get those kind of calls a lot. We get those kind of questions a lot. So the fact that we're a very diverse company, and the fact that all of our guys love the company so much that they actually volunteer their time a lot of times for various projects that we have, that speaks volumes for us. And that gives us a better wealth of knowledge that I have a resource literally 3 feet from me at a home show. So I like that. And again, that's the kind of feeling we're trying to pass on to the homeowners. We want to welcome them to the family, so to speak. Sounds a little cheesy when you say it like that, but when a homeowner comes into DryZone, we don't just install their product and never talk to them again. We want to make sure that if there's a concern, or if there's if they move, I mean, so many of our homeowners, they'll have it done. 3 years later, they call something like, "Yeah, hey, I'm Joe Smith, and you know, I moved recently." "Oh, okay. Well, how can we help you?" "Oh, are you the same Joe Smith that used to live in Rehoboth?" Yeah. "I moved like 5-6 miles up the road, bigger house, and I just want to have you guys come back out and take a look." They're already familiar with us, and because of their ongoing service over those 3-4 years. They're already comfortable, and it's a much easier process for everyone involved. They don't have to feel a little on edge about the salesperson they've never met, because chances are they've already met them 5-6 years prior, however long it's been. So it's a good thing to have, you know, and we definitely try to answer any concerns immediately. We have a 24-hour helpline. So if you leave us a message and it's 2:00 in the morning, unless it's an emergency, if it's an emergency, we have that aspect as well. But if you're just up, you're a night owl, whatever, leave us a message on our answering machine. We get in the morning, we take all the notes out, we take all the messages out, and then we'll call you back and answer your questions for you whenever you get a chance. We like that aspect of things. We're not a nameless, faceless corporation. We're rooted in the community, so we like to be able to give that kind of sense of belonging back to every homeowner that we encounter. So we're almost out of time. What I'm going to do here is give you our numbers one more time. Be sure to have your pen and paper ready. Hopefully you've been listening to us for many weeks and you already know us by heart. But just in case, for those of you who haven't, our toll-free number is 855-DRYZONE, 855-DRYZONE. And then our local number, like I said, our offices are in Harbison, Delaware, and again in Milton, Delaware, where we've been since the beginning. That local number is 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. And then lastly, our website, of course, is a big part of how people communicate these days. You go to our website, it's dryzone.com, all one word, DRYZONE. You can get all our past job pictures. You can get our testimonials. There's actually coupons on there. I can't believe I didn't touch on this before, but we found that one of the main things that people look for on a webpage is savings. So there's quite a bit of coupons on there. I try to vary them up for different types of problems so that if you don't necessarily have a leaky basement, but you want to replace your basement windows, there's a coupon for that. You know, your crawl space is wet, but it's not sump pump wet. There's a coupon for that. So definitely take a look on there. You can save some money with your overall job. You can also look to see who's coming out as far as your inspector or your production crew is going to be. They'll all be on there as well. And then any questions, like I said, you want to go ahead and get back to me, drop an email on there. I'll get right back to you, okay? But it's been nice hanging out with you this morning. Hope everything goes well. Enjoy your breakfast. I'm actually headed out to the Waffle House now myself. So I will catch you next time. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware. Your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at DryZone.com/the duck.